Where were the Greeks?
Greeks, they've been all over spread, you know. Greeks, restaurant men, ice cream business, all like that, you know. The pool rooms, billiard, and I mean pool room billiard, they call them, mm-hmm. You mean bowling alley business.
Where would they live, though?
All
over again.
All over, sure, it's all over Toronto, yeah.
Tell me about your social life. What would you do? Did you have any days off? Or did you work 7 days a week?
No. I did work 7 days in a restaurant. I tell you, restaurant is a rotten business.
You worked seven days? In the Prince of Wales?
Prince of Wales ice cream. That was a beautiful business. That was a happy business. I could go out anytime. Friday, Saturday, I stay. That's my busy 2 days. I make the money those 2 days. Through the week, I can go out and I don't have to come back, you know.
Did you have other people working for you?
Yes, I had a partner. I had a partner.
Who was he? Was it from your town?
Well, not from my town. It was another town.
But near?
But then I had to work with a year and start getting a little bit, didn't listen to what I say, you know. I mean, I was the big shot, eh? Because I put the money. I put him on without money. I put another one on my money and the profit, because I gotta have somebody responsible. And when I go,
yeah,
I gotta have somebody there.
Right.
So in 6 months' time, he paid me his share. He got the money, you know. Then he says, "So I throw him out. I mean, I pay him. I pay him his share, and I says, you go." Then he went in business and he lost everything. That shows how much he hit on his head, you know.
What would you do in your free time?
Free time? Oh, I go play cards.
Where?
Go on a Greeks. There's a lot of Greeks restaurants.
You play cards in the restaurant?
Yes.
In the cafenia?
Oh, yes, yes. Venizelos Cafe.
Venizelos Cafe?
Dundas, sure.
Where was that?
Dundas and Young. Venizelos is not there no more. I mean, changed there.
Who had that?
There was a Greeks, and then I tell you how. And then one of the Greeks sold a share, and he had a Greek and Bulgarian, right from Bulgaria. But he was a good cook.
This is in a cafe, Venizelos Cafe.
Yeah, Venizelos Cafe. There was a Greek and Bulgarian together, partners.
Yeah.
And it was lovely people.
Tell me, why would they call it Venizelos? Were they Venizelos?
No, they use all kind of names. Only thing, they didn't use any Konstantinos or Vasilevs, Konstantinos.
They didn't like the royalists, then.
Well, I don't know, but they use Venizelos. They use a lot of restaurants. You go out of town, you see Olympic, Olympia. That's the first name of Greeks, Olympia. You go in a small town, you see Olympia, gotta be Olympia restaurant in a small town anyways. And that's the Greek.
Alright, so you would go and play cards at this Venizelos restaurant?
Yeah, we eat there.
Was this upstairs?
We chum together. Upstairs, yeah.
What was downstairs?
Clothing, different things. I mean, English, Jewish, who knows. Yeah. But the Cafe Neo Venizelos was upstairs. And it was to get, I'm from a junction, eh?
No, you're from...
No, I'm here from ice cream parlor, Queen. But even when I was in Junction, I used to come in Yonge Street, you know, and we meet one another, boys from Niagara, from city, you know. And I come from there, and we're all meet together, you know, bunch and eat there.
In Venizelos.
Venizelos was another club there.
What was it called?
Oh, different. Well, there's one, Parthenon, eh? Parthenon Club, Gus Marmor's.
Gus Marmon's Club, yeah.
Yeah, did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Yonge Street?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is before you opened the Prince of Wales, eh? Parthenon. This is later.
He was in the Yonge Street, but I don't know. I mean, there was different places, but really I was going in Venizelos most of the time. That was
Parthenon is later, Gus Marmon's Club.
Well, that's it. That's what they call them, gambling joint.
Yeah.
You go play cards with the money.
This is much later.
We never gamble with the money. We gamble just for drinks, pastime.
Yeah. When? But in Venizelos, when now? This is before you had the Prince of Wales?
Eh?
What year would you go? What years?
Well, that was a long time ago.
Before you were married?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, when I weren't married, I think the Venizelos Cafe, a few things was gone, you know.
Why?
Because they built the, you know, youngsters, not youngsters like used to be. You see? Used to be in a Superior restaurant there. Oh.
Tell me.
A lot of restaurants there. You know.
The Greeks.
No, they're not there. I mean, they changed. The district, people retired, some of them. Superior was belonged to the George Bezos.
Yeah.
And George Bezos, I'll tell you about George Bezos.
Becker's
sold
milk.
It for $95,000 and he went to Greece. He went to Greece, and a matter of fact, he disappeared. He left the naturalized paper, let him be overtime, supposed to renew it when you leave the country. See? So he left it, let him go. He says, not going to come back.
They drink tea?
It's all right. No.
Yeah, Clyde, put something. What do you want? A bottle of beer?
No. I'll have a coffee.
Coffee?
Okay.
Coffee, we haven't got it.
All right, tea. Whatever you want, whatever you want, I don't care.
We have coffee. You think going to be all right again?
No, we're talking about what you used to do in your free time. Remember?
Yeah, well.
And you would go, you'd play cards, you'd talk.
Yes, maybe it was different.
With boys, friends.
Chums, friends, yeah.
Were they friends? What kind of friends? Greek friends? Friends from your.
Mix. There wasn't many Greek boys here. They're all businessmen. I mean, they're all those guys. See, I mean, I didn't have a... Well, I know a few of them, but, I mean, they're all in business. I mean, they're not interested. Mostly our people. I mean, Macedonians, really.
Macedonians, but they would go to the Venizelos clubs too, eh?
Oh, definitely, yes. Okay. I mean, who are that size, our size. See?
What do you mean? Oh, the Greek Macedonians, you're saying, yeah. And I see this.